Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Boy.
Now, it's time for Sid's Take.
Sid's Take! Sid's Take, yeah!
Good luck. It's Sid's Take, sponsored by Peerless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.
All right. Big time Thursday game coming at you. The Thursday edition, the 3 for Thursday edition of the Peerless Boilers Sid's Take contest. Again, of course, sponsored by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. You gots to go to peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com to find a dealer near you so you can get hooked up with a brand new boiler or pavilion tankless water heater, whichever one you want. Our theme for today's game, again, is 3 for Thursday. You get three hints, and you got to tell me what I am thinking of. Our contestant is Jeff, otherwise known as Jeg, out in Staten Island. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, how are you, Justin?
So Phil, our call screener here, which is all he is.
Man, there will be a fight.
Phil!
Hey!
He put Jeg with three G's. Is that your name, or is your name Jeff? With two F's.
I've been called many things, never Jeg, but my name is Jeff.
Well, the F
you
and the G.
You can call me Jeg, though, if you want.
The F and the G are right next to each other on the keyboard. I don't look when I type. And yeah. I saw that I made the mistake, and I said, I'm not going
to
go back.
So he was too lazy to go back and change it.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't. That's not in my qualifications. All I do is screen calls. So he's going back and changing stuff.
All right. I mean, I'm inclined to apologize, Phil. I actually feel bad. That was mean. Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't care.
I'm sorry, Phil.
If I had emotions, I'd probably be upset.
Phil, you do a lot of great things for this program every day as my associate producer, and I appreciate you. Okay.
Question number one. What is it, Justin?
All right, Jeff. Are you ready for today's game?
Yes.
All righty. Question number one.
You're the only one.
Your three hints are the Philippines, China, and Mongolia.
Philippines, China, and Mongolia? Asia?
Yeah.
Southeast Asia? Oh, okay.
Yeah. That'll do.
All right.
Asian countries. Sure thing. One for one.
Makes sense today.
Just go with your gut. Just go with your gut here, Jeff.
Yes.
Don't doubt yourself. All right. Number two. Your three hints are John Fetterman, Chuck Schumer, Amy Klobuchar.
U.S. Senators.
Needed to be a little bit more specific there, Jeff. Democratic U.S. senators. I know. It's tough being you. Tough being you. I know.
I'm going to use another adjective to describe them, but I didn't think it would be allowed.
No. Right.
Oh, nice.
Way to stir the pot, Jeff.
Next week's game.
Yeah. And Jeff will be co-hosting Friday's program.
Yeah. Sit in another friend.
All right. One for two, Jeff, on to number three. Back on the wagon.
Okay.
Here your three hints are Wednesday, Pugsley, and Fester.
That's the Addams Family.
There you go. Two for three. On to number four here, Jeff. Your three hints are David Lee Roth, Bob Dylan, and Lou Reed.
What are rock stars? Male rock stars? More than that?
Yeah.
Jewish musicians.
You really have to know Phil's mind to win this game.
And no one knows how that works.
No.
Not even me.
That's right.
I don't have full control of it yet.
Stay tuned to next episode when we don't know.
But you're still doing good here, Jeff. Two for four. You're batting 500. Let's try and get over that hump here on number five. Your three hints are Hanes, Fruit of the Loom, and Jockey.
What are cheap men's underwear?
There you go. Spectacular! Very good, Jeff. Three for five. It's a very good performance out of you today, Jeff. You put yourself in a position here to maybe come out on top.
Well,
and
the host is a little preoccupied, so
you'll get there eventually.
Oh, is he now? Look at him. He's turning all red.
Oh no,
this is not good.
No. He's got
this. Chris Cuomo's a psycho.
What did he say?
I'll read it quickly.
Oh God.
Don't say you're going to jump me. Come do it.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe a bare fist fight for charity. Bloody ourselves up for a good cause.
Let's go.
Don't talk tough on the radio. Show people.
Ooh.
And tell your people how nice you were to me when you first met me. The crap about your wife wanting the picture. And it's true. I was nice. My wife, Danielle, used to be a fan of his. She thought he was a good-looking guy, blah, blah, blah. Now she thinks he's an a-hole, which he is, of course. All that's true. So, of course, he sent me, Cuomo, you big-mouth jerk-off, he sent me a Happy New Year text. So then I saw that, and what do I do? I say yesterday, hey, how about coming on the show?
Right, in a very nice way, by the way.
Thank you very much, a nice way. And his very next response was basically, you're lucky I don't wring your neck, what you say about my brother. That
Pretty
was the next response.
Pretty much.
Right. And I'm like, no, you're lucky I don't wring your neck, tough guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now we must have heard me with Bo Deedle. He's either listening or somebody told him about it. So he wrote that, and I responded with this. What the F? And I cursed. Mm. What the F is wrong with you? Seriously, man, get a grip. Worry about your ratings, not me.
There you go. You're actually like, you're actually being pretty like
adult about
like
this
adult.
Whole thing. Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
That's what I told Lou. I said, I'm shocked that you're not like going nuts on this.
Listen,
think
this
fun.
Douchebag shows up outside one day and it's going to go down. That's going to be the end of it. And either way, well, we're either both going to win or both going to lose. But he is unhinged. I mean, this guy,
he's out of control.
Him and his brother. I
he's
mean,
a
two
fascinating
crazy
person.
People.
He's fascinating.
Weird. He is fascinating, yes.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Chris Cuomo.
All right.
Wow.
Get him on the show.
I mean, his only relevance at this point is me talking about him. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Eight people watch that News Nation show. Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, play the game. Let's
All
go.
Right. Here we go.
Idiot.
Tune in tomorrow.
Well, he basically also he discredited himself. He made the argument against himself for not being a big enough name to come on your program.
Yeah,
essentially.
Basically, yes.
Because you were like, come on, talk about News Nation.
He's like, why?
And he's like, why?
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, why, doofus?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, all right. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. You got to go 4 for 5 to win today's game.
I'll do it fine.
All right. Your first 3 hints.
Why are you breathing so heavy? You're freaking me out.
Yeah, why are
you? You're like an old pedophile or something.
I don't know. I just found out.
Well, do pedophiles get out of breath?
Yeah, they do. They breathe like that. Cuomo breathes like that, by the way.
I just found out I have two tickets for the game on Sunday, so I'm sweating over it.
Are you really going?
Yeah, I'm
going. Oh, congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. You'll love his shape Monday morning. You won't be saying that.
Wow. It's exciting. It's his team, NFC Championship game.
It's a shame. I could probably help him out more on Monday morning, but all I do is call screens. I can't really help.
Is that what he says?
Apparently.
So the Rosenberg.
I apologize.
So you guys are kind of like me and Chris Cuomo, the fighting that's going on here.
Yeah. But I apologize.
You know, you haven't asked me one question yet, not one.
No, not one. We haven't started. No. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Well, all right. Here we go.
Your first 3 hints are Philippines, China, and Mongolia.
What?
Philippines, China, and Mongolia.
Don't overthink it.
Asia.
Yeah. Spectacular. Asian countries, 1 for 1.
Yeah.
Number 2, John.
Hold on, my buddy Charlie Marino checks in. Charlie gets crazy. Again. I love Charlie. What is Charlie saying?
I can't
read it. Yeah, read that. This is what Charlie Marino said.
He's a. I can't. You can't even like.
Yeah, and here is a Pat Russo.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. What is Pat saying?
Cuomo versus Rosenberg at our cops and kids gym in Flatbush, Brooklyn. We will train you.
Yeah, whatever.
Take
fine.
Him up on that. Why not?
Maybe.
Free
it's a good
train.
Cause.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for number 2?
Oh, my God. And now my next door neighbor, Billy Felton, checks in. I love Billy and Jackie
cool.
Felton.
All right. What does your mailman say on the topic?
Well, he says, F, and he cursed that J.O., which is short for jerk off.
Yeah,
that
you.
J.O.
Yeah.
Cuomo.
Got that.
Tell him to come to Rockaway, LOL. The great Billy Felton. That's my neighbor, baby. That's loyalty right there.
What does the chef at the diner say? What's his opinion?
I got to get. I'm going to the diner today. The Mario diner. Yeah.
Let me know what he thinks about Cuomo.
So Charlie Marino, Pat Russo, and Billy Felton. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay. Number 2: John Fetterman, Chuck Schumer, and Amy Klobuchar.
John Fetterman, Chuck Schumer, Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah.
Democrat senators?
There you go.
Wow. Wow. I'm shocked you got that specific.
Yeah. Very impressive.
By the way, also 3 losers.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. We would have accepted that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Number 3, Wednesday, Pugsley, and Fester.
The Adams family.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say the mayor.
No.
Eric Adams. That would have been funnier.
3 for 3. On to number 4. For the win, David Lee Roth, Bob Dylan, Lou Reed.
Oh, wow, that's harder now. David Lee Roth is Van Halen, Bob Dylan, and Lou Reed?
Yeah, what are they all?
Think about yourself.
Come.
They are all Jewish.
Oh, my God. Spectacular.
He gave it away. We said, think about yourself.
Well, I had to because no one would get that.
No, I know. They're all Jewish. I mean, they're all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe, too. I believe they are. I think.
Two of them are.
Lou Reed's not.
No, I don't know if David Lee Roth.
I don't think David
Van Halen, the band, is in the Hall of Fame, right?
There you go.
I don't know.
All right.
Today is Eddie Van Halen's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Or was that yesterday?
I don't know.
That's today.
He's dead, though.
He can't celebrate.
And not Jewish.
No. But he had that young Valerie Bertinelli, that piece of man. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. In an attempt to go perfect, Hanes, Fruit of the Loom, jockey.
Oh, underwear, boxer shorts.
Yeah, spectacular. Oh, so you know what underwear is.
Bo Dietl brought me in two pairs of very fancy Tommy Hilfiger underwear because now that I'm living in a hotel, Billy Felton, I can't do laundry. So I've run out of underwear, so today I'm not wearing any panties.
I know, it was hilarious.
Why is that that box half empty?
Because Bo's wearing one of these right now. Oh, my God.
He took one out before we got
out. It was very nice of Bo to do that. Maybe I'll drop these off at Chris Cuomo's apartment.
That's a good idea.
Because I'm sure he soiled his panties this morning at the Thumb of the Kick.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on, bitch.
Wrap it up. It's Sid's Take, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.